MNN Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Vikings lost to Tennessee on Friday night in their final NFL preseason game, 23-13. Max Brosmer started and went 15 for 23 for 161 yards and one touchdown. Coach Kevin O'Connell on roster cutdowns happening next week.
The communication and the process between our personnel group and our coaching staff and really solidifying the vision of our football team is the fun part. Unfortunately, what comes from that are, 37 conversations where you're telling people that, no matter what they did, in many cases, maybe enough to really make the conversation difficult. You're giving them news that I know too well. It happened a lot to me in my career.
The Vikings open the regular season on Monday, September 8th at Chicago. The Minnesota Twins outslugged the Chicago White Sox last night 9-7 behind a grand slam from Royce Lewis.
I think every time I come up with a bases loaded, I'm thinking homer. Yeah, I can't lie to you, Audra. I'm looking for that homer. It's nice, it's tasty, and it's fun. And so, I do it for my family, man. I appreciate you guys watching. I love you guys. I know they're always watching, and I want to make sure that they're having a fun time and make my grandfather cry. So that's cool.
The teams play again tonight at 6:10 in Chicago. The Minnesota Lynx stopped a two-game losing streak with a 95-90 win at Indiana last night. Kayla McBride led the way with 29 points, and Jessica Shepherd picked up the second triple-double in franchise history with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. The St. Paul Saints lost at home to Round Rock last night 5-3. The Minnesota United are at Real Salt Lake tonight at 8:30. And the Minnesota Wild on Friday signed center Marco Rossi to a 3-year, $15 million contract. This is MNN.